You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July. Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go as you shoot across the sky.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I am so happy to have in studio with us Leslie Lesch and also Michelle Chumsland. They are here to talk about the AAUW Ooh La La Wine Soiree coming up very, very soon. So we want to get some information out and learn more about this from them. Great to see both of you. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
So let's first of all talk about AAUW and what the acronym means and what the organization is all about, please.
All right, so AAUW actually stands for the American Association of University Women, and it's been in place since 1881. And it's a national and a local organization, and the purpose is to advocate for the education and equity for women and girls. And so our work helps ensure women's place among leaders for tomorrow, and that's really what this event is about too, is we're raising money for scholarships for the Hastings Scholarship Fund, as well as a leadership conference that we can send local Hastings women to.
So the Hastings organization, I know, has been very active for many, many years. How many members do you think you have right now?
I wish we had our membership committee person here. Well, and we do have, for people who are looking to join, we are having actually an information meeting about our membership.
Yeah, it's called Help Us Build, Grow, and Strengthen AAUW of Hastings, and it's coming up Tuesday, September 9th at 6 p.m., and it is going to be at the St. Philip's Church. So if you'd like to learn more and become a member of our thriving membership community.
And we'll let you know how many are in the membership when you come.
That's right. But it's going to be really fun. It's called Knowledge and Nibbles, and we're going to have charcuterie and beverages. So it'll be a good time. You can come have some food, learn more about our mission, meet some of our members and some guests. And there'll actually be a drawing for one free ticket to our upcoming fundraiser for the wine soiree.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
So for people that are saying to themselves, oh, it sounds so fun, but what's the commitment?
Really, the commitment is your commitment to, again, helping empower women and young women. But we do have a monthly meeting in which you can come in and learn more about other women's issues going on within the community. We've got lots of great speakers every month. So it's just a great opportunity to bond and meet new women within the community for the good of empowering women and young women in the community.
There is a yearly due that we have to be members, and that helps go towards the national and the local levels. And so you have to sign up for that every year and renew that every year. But besides that, time commitment is how much you want to put into it. Attending events like this, we have a brunch during the holiday season. We also have chili cook-offs, and we have great speakers. I'm amazed at the speaker topics that we have. And so whatever, come to the ones that fit your schedule and that you're interested in. So we heard from Amelia Earhart's relative. We've had an amazing women's specialist heart doctor who shared all about what makes our heart different than other hearts and heart disease and things like that. I mean, they just have wonderful speakers. We heard from Deb Davis, who we all love, and she talked about the history of women's sports and everything that she went through in coaching that, and that was very eye-opening to see how great we have it now compared to back when she was in high school and college. So, I mean, that's just a tidbit of some of the speakers that we've had over the years.
Yep. And I know we'll be promoting the Facebook page a little bit later on, but on the Facebook page too, we'll have a list of all the upcoming monthly speakers that will be coming up here too.
Well, that's awesome. So again, that getting to know you or joining opportunity is when?
That's coming up Tuesday, September 9th at 6 p.m. And that's at St. Philip's Church.
And no registration, we would just show up.
You can show up. Otherwise, too, we will make sure to have that registration information on the Facebook page.
That's perfect. Great.
Oh, and I do see in my notes that anyone who joins during that event will get a discounted membership of $68 instead of the traditional $105. So if you come to that event and then you decide to join, you'll also save on your first year membership dues.
Well, I would love to hear more about some other things that you have going on, and I know you have a big fundraiser coming up.
this year's theme is Ooh La La, and it is a French theme. So we've got lots of beautiful French decorations, French food, French wines. And this, again, is our main fundraiser of the year. It's coming up Thursday, September 18th at 5:30, and that's at the Hastings Golf Club here in town, 2015 Westview Drive. It's a beautiful venue if you haven't been there in the past. Just a gorgeous setting, gorgeous views, lots of indoor and outdoor space. We'll primarily be indoors, but there's so much going on, it'll be a wonderful time. So our goal this year was 100 registrations. We're already surpassed that. We're at 112 today.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah, we've had a lot of growth over the last few years. We were at 92 attendees, 98 attendees, and now we're already at 112, and we've got room for more. So if you're interested, you know, we encourage you to get registered. That will mean a registration prior to, we're not taking registrations at the door, but we'd be excited to have you learn more and attend the soiree.
And how could we register for this, please?
We will also have that on the Facebook page. Actually, there is registration information right online there that you can take advantage of getting that registration in yet. Our registration rate was $75 up to September 1st. So now that rate has increased just a little bit, up to $85. So we'd still encourage you to get registered. You get lots of great information, again, that's available at the soiree. You get a wonderful meal provided by the public house and wine offerings. We're having a dessert dash and lots of fun throughout.
I think what's important too is this is a fundraiser for the Hastings scholarships that they have at the end of the school year. And so that $85, of course, counts towards that. Any money that you spend that night counts. But it's not just some wine and some food. You walk in and we give you sparkling wine, because champagne, of course, because it's a French theme, right? And they'll be walking around with our French appetizers, which might be like cheeses and things like that this year. And then when you sit down for dinner, and we will do table assignments. So if you have someone you want to sit with, make sure to let us know and we'll sit you all together. The food will be served family style, and again, it will be French. And so you'll get white wine, and then you'll get red wine. So you get all of that is included in this $85, and as well as the food. And there is some surprises from us too, for little treats that everybody is going to walk away with. And then in just a little bit about the scholarships, and then we can talk about some of the other ways we'll raise money that night with our raffles and stuff. But prior to us doing this wine event, this is our fifth year of doing this, they were only giving away between $2,000 and $2,500 one scholarship every year. And last year, we gave two $2,500 scholarships and two $1,500 scholarships. So we gave over $8,000 away just in scholarships.
Wonderful.
For the high schoolers. And then we also did a scholarship for our leadership conference that one of our Hastings graduates attended, who's in college. It's for college students. And she went to that. And she's going to actually speak to us via video at this event and her experience at the leadership conference. And so, and we want to do more. So we did over $8,000. Two were traditional four-year scholarships, and then two of them were for non-traditional students, either tech school or two-year college, something like that. And yeah, like I said, we want to give more. And these are all for Hastings girl graduates.
So do all AAUWs run like this, where the funds are kept locally? Or is that something that the Hastings AAUW decided was really important?
And I don't know if other towns also do these scholarships, because not all towns have the scholarship program that Hastings does either, right? And so before this, they used to do book sales. And then they'd use that for doing that. But scholarships aren't the only thing they give back to. We also do the back to school thing, you know, and then they'll have different things where we donate at the holiday time for the different project share items and stuff like that. So I think that's part of the mission, is to help give back. But then being that our goal is for education and career development for women, I mean, you know, we really want to do the scholarships. And I don't think that's a requirement for, I'm not on the big board, so I don't know any of that. But that is something that we have done. And like I said, really grown that. And that's why we've continued to grow this event and promote this event, because the more money we can give to our girls to further their education, the better. So
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
So this event sounds absolutely so fun. And again, it's going to be Thursday, September 18th at 5:30 p.m. at the Hastings Golf Club. Wonderful venue, as you mentioned, Leslie. Reservations are required. So the best bet, again, would be to go to your Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And register from there.
Correct.
I know there's other things going on. You mentioned some raffles. Tell me about that, please. And I'd love to hear everything that's on your raffle.
I bet.
I would.
I'd love to win everything that's on the raffle.
Oh, good.
I just picked up more today.
Oh, good. No, it's great. So we try to do Hastings experiences. So we've got some great experiences with a lot of local organizations here in town, as well as kind of in the region. Broadway Pizza is one.
Oh, that's an experience. Tell me more.
Yeah. So we have Broadway Pizza. You can come in and enjoy some pizzas after the game that's coming up here. That'd be fun. We also have our AAUW team is actually hosting a brunch and mimosa pairing experience.
Oh, where's that going to be?
Well, it'll be hosted in one of our homes.
Leslie's house.
That's so nice.
But yeah, we
have... For you and up to seven, so eight of you.
Eight of you are welcome to come in. We're going to make you brunch, have a little champagne again, go with our French theme. But it's a great opportunity to, again, bring in some friends and really have a nice morning.
That's so nice, Leslie. Are you doing the cooking?
No, Michelle is.
Oh,
I host and clean. Michelle.
And Julie and Jody.
Yeah. How fun.
But I think one of the really exciting prizes, too, is the Confluence Hotel has generously provided one overnight deluxe stay plus a $100 gift card at Mississippi Savers.
So that's very nice.
Yeah. So we've got lots of great ones. Fred Astaire Dance Lessons.
Oh.
The Hastings Golf Club.
What's the Hastings Golf Club one?
Four rounds of golf and a cart at the club. Rivertown Yoga will host a private yoga class for up to eight.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Talk about the horse farm. This is so cool.
The horse farm. So this is new this year. This is really exciting. So Innisfree Horse Farms, in which you and four of your friends get to enjoy a relaxing time in nature and connect with horses.
Oh.
So really kind of using that therapeutic calm and sharing some walk and hang out with the horses.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know. But we have Squeaky Wheel Pottery.
Well, that would be fun, a class there.
Yeah. So two-hour workshops and Spiral Brewery, you know, experience a big brew day. Sheldon Theater down in Red Wing.
Gorgeous place, yeah.
Two historic Red Wing seats as well. So, and Rio Grande. So come out, get your friendly pet a gift certificate for some grooming and some treats as well. So
how does this raffle work then?
Yeah, good question. Well, actually, when you're at the event or prior to, you can purchase tickets. So if you're not able to come to the event too, this would be another great way to sponsor your Hastings girls. But you can purchase tickets, two for $5 or 10 for $20, and then align them with what raffle items you'd like to hopefully win. And you can actually purchase those. If you want, we can give you a address or a phone number at the end here too.
I would love to hear. Let's hear.
Actually, Julie Larson is collecting those. So if you'd like to, again, receive any raffle tickets prior to, you can actually send her a check. Again, it's 2 for 5 or 10 for 20 to 101 Zweber Lane in Hastings. And or you can Venmo her at Venmo at Julie-Larson-22.
I think the main thing is you want to be able to pick what you want your tickets in. So
for
it's
sure.
Like, okay, I want, you know, 2 for $5. I want 10 for 20 or whatever. I want 40 tickets. And then you can say, I want all of them in this one, this one, this one. You can decide what you want. And so if you are interested in buying raffle tickets and you can't attend the event, we do have forms that all of our members have. If you find a member, they can know how they can pre-sell these tickets. But if you're listening and you don't know if anyone's on AUW and you want to be able to find a ticket, if you want to give us a call, you can. 651-398-3590. And I will let you know which ones are available and figure out how you can get in on the raffle.
Oh, that sounds so fun. I know you're also raising money through a dessert dash. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, Michelle, do you want to talk about that? I know you're very familiar with
the dessert dash. Is something we started doing at the Chamber annual dinner, which was super fun, great fundraiser too. And so basically we are getting desserts from, we'll have one for every table. So we'll have different dessert donations from, you know, bakeries and places around town here. And then as a table, you all donate however much. Let's say you didn't win your auction money and you're bummed because you plan on spending so much money or whatever, and you want to, I want to put $20, another person puts $20, whatever your table does. We then add up the donations from each table. The highest donating table gets to go first. and pick their dessert. And so we have very quickly, though, so we'll say table number 8, and then you have to dash up there and make a decision which one you're coming, because we might say table number 10, and they'll head up there, and the first come, first serve for picking the dessert for your table. So they're all going to be on display during the opening when you're looking at the raffles and stuff, too, so you can maybe scout out, like, these are our top 3
But there's
desserts.
No losers.
There's no losers.
No.
Oh, there might be one that might be little Debbie's. So, so you might not want to be the last table. So last year there were some Jell-O cups. So.
Oh boy.
So yeah, so pull out, you know, some extra funds for the scholarship to guarantee you get a good dessert.
Exactly. Yes.
So yes.
It's super fun. And the desserts are gorgeous and yummy, of course.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. And then you're having a wine pool. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, again, a wine pool really entails you can, again, take $10, just a $10 bill, and you choose a wine cork, and then you match it with the bottle of wine that's on display, and then you are able to take that bottle of wine home with you.
So it's guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Guaranteed
wine.
Winnings.
And for those that don't drink alcohol, we, for the whole event, we are going to have mocktail options for everybody. And then in lieu of a wine pull, you'll be able to choose macarons. So, yeah.
Oh.
So you can choose, or even if you do like wine, you could still choose that option.
One of each.
And so you'll be able to get either option for $10 you can get either one of those. So
can I wear my beret?
Yes.
Okay.
We encourage berets.
Okay. Okay, this is all good to know.
We already have ours picked out. Yep. We don't have our outfits yet, but we've got our berets.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be just a great event. And again, it is money raised for AAUW locally, which they fund Hastings High School scholarships and college leadership scholarships for local women, young women, and it's just great. Michelle, let's hear from you. What has something like this meant to you? You have girls, you have one sweet boy, but what has it meant to you to see your girls really succeed in life?
Well, and my daughter just joined AAUW, who just graduated from college. So it is, that's what's really, I was telling, it was kind of crazy how things have changed over the years. I was talking to a niece who's looking at stuff, and we were talking about engineering. I said, you know, when I was in high school, I thought engineering was working on a train. I never even knew that was an option. You know, if you're a math and science person, you did accounting. You know?
Right.
And, you know, and just talking about all the options for women right now in education and careers that we didn't know about, you know, in our lifetime, you know. And so it is really nice that we have all these options, and we just continue to work on fair pay to an equity in our salaries, and those are some of the other things that we focus on, and not just giving scholarships, but really promoting women in their careers in leadership. So yeah, having 4 daughters, that is really nice to know that there's people out there that are still, you know, fighting, always making it better.
Absolutely. Well, I thank the both of you for making it better. We really appreciate your time today. Don't miss the AAUW Ooh La La event. It's going to be Thursday, September 18th at 5:30 p.m. at the Hastings Golf Club, and it's going to be a fun, fun time. So check it out on their Facebook page, and it's the AAUW Hastings Facebook page. All the information and registration information will be there. We want to thank our guests, Leslie Lesh and Michelle Chumslin, for telling us about this great upcoming event and about AAUW. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
You just gotta ignite the light and live. Just on the night.